This is the most unusual and difficult Holy Week that I have experienced. I've endured these special days in the past while ill with a cold. I recall a Good Friday service that was delayed owing to a sewer line backup, and many a March or early April Easter saw several inches of snow covering the crocuses and daffodils. But this Holy Week and Easter will be profoundly different. I will not be leading worship in a church building. We will not be gathered together in celebration. Our sanctuaries will not see crowds of people, the fullest attendance of the year. We will not hear the music or smell the flowers or enjoy the richness of the service. This will be a different Easter. On Palm Sunday, we always hear of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. That entry is reenacted in the worship by the distribution of palms and a procession into the church. It is all glorious and grand and filled with pomp and majesty, as befits a ruler claiming the kingdom for his own. Palm Sunday is a prelude to the events of Holy Week. We know from the story how it unfolds and how it ends. Jesus will not seize earthly power because that was not his purpose in coming. He will not be a military leader so longed for violence will not be part of his reign. He will die a criminal's death. God's promised Savior perishes, a disappointment and a failure. It is not for us the whole story, and it is not for us how the story ends. But for Palm Sunday, that is what we have before us. Jesus didn't need to enter Jerusalem. He didn't need or want the acclamation of the crowds. He knew that Jerusalem was a dangerous place for him, that the powers opposed to him were concentrated there and watching for him. He knew that provoking the authorities would lead to his death. He knew all this, and yet he went into the very place that threatened his safety and his life. On this Palm Sunday, I want us to remember and pray for those who enter into the very places and centers that this disease has brought among us, for those people who enter into the very places and centers in order that their help may let others survive. On this Palm Sunday, I ask that we pray for all those workers deemed essential who must report for work, and that those of us deemed non-essential may be able to stay home. On this Palm Sunday, I ask that we pause to consider how many people are now unemployed, possibly for months, whose unemployment has been forced upon them and is not their choice. On this Palm Sunday, I ask us all to grieve for those whose choice is ineluctable, who must put themselves in jobs and places and circumstances that are dangerous and that have and will continue to prove fatal. Day after day after day, they are entering into their own Jerusalems. No crowds attend them. No shouts of joy greet them. No branches of celebration are thrown in their path. So let us surround them this day and all the days that are to come. Let us surround them with prayer and gratitude and thanks and everlasting memory. On this day, we recall those mighty acts whereby God has given us salvation and immortal life through the entry of our Lord Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. On this day, let us remember all those two entering their own Jerusalems. Let us hold them dear in prayer. It is the very least that we can do for them.